It's the Mike Effect Podcast. We're gonna make a podcast tonight. Gonna record it and hopefully do it right. My wife is putting on chapstick. It's very uneven.
What do you mean?
But tonight uneven? We'll see that we are free. Talking about a top 10 restaurants in Fargo, Moorhead. And here we go, there's nothing left to lose. And here we go, Lisa chose Grand Junction number one. Welcome to the podcast, episode something.
We gotta make fun of Matt.
No, that was Matt Kearney. He was here. He just left. See you, Matt.
Matt Kearney.
No, he said it's actually Kearney.
No, he didn't. He said it's Kearney.
He said it's Kearney.
He did, actually.
He is a Kearney.
When I saw him live last, he told everybody that it's pronounced Kearney, and he has a t-shirt that has a picture of a car, and then a plus sign, and then a picture of somebody's knee.
Wow. And,
yeah, because everybody says his name wrong.
Quite the superstar if people don't even know how his name is said.
I always said it Kearney, but I found out at the last time it was Kearney.
Who'd you go to the show with?
Ryan.
Yeah, not me. Not her husband. She had front row
seats. You didn't
want
to come.
There was Ryan only two had tickets. He had two tickets.
And he knows that Matt Kearney is like my favorite.
Yeah, but she said it Kearney for years.
Well, I didn't know. I can still like his music. I didn't know how to pronounce his name.
Yeah. Just like.
And you make fun of him every time. Why
Beyonce
would we take
Knowles.
You?
Beyonce Knowles. I love Beyonce Knowles.
What?
Beyonce Knowles.
Knowles?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh. Her last name is Knowles.
Oh, it is?
I didn't know that. K-N-O-W-L-E-S.
Okay. I thought you were saying no less. Like, I love Beyonce no less. Like, no less than, I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't know that was her last name. I don't listen to Beyonce.
Well, you should. It's life-changing.
Okay.
Anyway, so we are another podcast episode in the, well, I guess not in the books yet. We haven't finished it yet. What's today's date? March 22nd, 2024.
This was Julia's due date.
2024?
No, no, March 22nd.
It was, yes.
Her birthday is the 14th, but she was due on the 22nd.
Julia just turned 9. Just last week.
Mm-hmm.
And just 9 going on 16.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
She's quite the character.
You should read some of the lyrics from her song.
Yeah, so she's a 9-year-old girl. We were recently on vacation in Phoenix. You might not be able to hear this. I'm rifling through papers. Once again, we are recording from the Jensen walk-in closet. Good acoustics, tons of clothes, but it's very messy. So Julia wrote this song during our time in Phoenix.
She wrote the lyrics and she wrote a melody and she sang it.
Yeah, I don't remember the melody.
But I'm wondering what these lyrics are stemming
from. So this is the first verse. She was 8 when she wrote this. Baby, you had me hooked. I knew I should have never looked at your hometown. Oh, your hometown. Baby, I think we're done. You really aren't much fun in your hometown. Yeah, your hometown. And the chorus, usually you'd reserve the hometown part for the chorus, but she hits it right away. And the chorus, baby, we gotta get this straight. You can't stay behind the gate of your hometown. Oh, your hometown. If you really want my love, you have to look above your hometown. Yeah, your hometown. Baby had me going. I could really feel that wind blowing. You got it. In your hometown. In your hometown. Baby, how can you be when you're finally free from your hometown? So yes, it goes on like this for a while. A lot of hometown stuff. And, you know, if she keeps
it... Where's the bridge? Wasn't the bridge...
The bridge? Well, let's see. Chorus. More baby, baby. There's a bridge.
There was
a bridge. I've always
bridge.
Wanted to be a good girl, but how am I supposed to do that with you in the way? Ooh, It's like we just met yesterday. Now that's all left. All that's left to do is pray. Yeah, so.
It actually sounds really good with the melody she came up with. Like, but I don't know if I should be impressed or concerned.
Yeah, that's very sensual for an 8-year-old. If you just change the words hometown to something else, like anything else, that would be quite a lot more interesting song. Like, not in a good way.
She said, what did we asked her, like, what it meant? Do you remember what she said? It was like,
I was like, you just gotta, I
don't like, know. Your hometown was something that's like holding you back, right?
It's
like
safe, and you have to take risks.
You have to take risks, something like that.
It's like, sure, that's great, but you're like talking about loving this dude, but he won't leave his hometown. I was like, the only thing in the way is your hometown. So either A, she doesn't like where he's from, or she doesn't like her would-be in-laws. wants the guy to commit to moving away before she'll progress things, which is a very large thing to ask of a guy, a very huge thing. Babe, you're amazing, but I need you to move, then we can pursue this. You got to get out of your hometown.
I think, but it wasn't like literal. I think it was like symbolic. I don't think it was, cause she said it wasn't literal, but I don't know.
So anyway, I mean, for 8 years old, I mean, she's writing full songs that have melody, and she
does. It sounds good with the melody. So, like, it actually, I was pretty impressed.
She's I didn't write my first song until I was in my 20s, and it doesn't sound much better than that one. So, so I'll give her props for that.
We'll have to have a recorder singing it or something and throw it on here.
Next podcast, live. Yeah.
Julia.
Recording of Julia singing your hometown. So there's Julia. She just turned 9. Luke's turning 3 in a few weeks here. Well, a month. In exactly a month.
Yeah.
It'll be 3.
What's new with him since we last episode? Oh, he had tube surgery.
Tubes put in. So now he can hear.
So he can hear now.
Yeah, he was slow talking, and we were trying to figure out what was wrong, and it was because his ears were full of wax.
Well, fluid.
Yeah, fluid. Ears are full of fluid. So, got the tubes put in. Now, he's still, you know, he's catching up talking, but now he loves talking.
And singing.
He sings now. He never used to sing.
Now he sings all the time.
So, he's probably singing back up to your hometown.
Oh,
so, the kids are good. But today, we will be talking about each of our own, in our own opinions, the top 10 best Fargo/Moorhead/Horace restaurants. I don't know if we do top 10, but I think we'll, you know, not a lot to say about some of these. Sorry, excuse me for that on the podcast. I don't edit this thing because that would require effort. And as you, the three people that listen to this know, there's no effort. But for, I peeked at Tommy the Turtle. And that's it. That's all downhill.
Oh, Tommy the Turtle.
Still doing good. Holding down those tennis courts. So.
Oh.
So do we just want to get right into it? It's a little bit late. A little bit late. It's, you know, there's a winter storm coming. They're saying at least 6 inches of snow. We haven't had any snow for like 2 months.
Yeah.
So.
You pulled all the driveway stakes out.
Yeah, so. Pulled them all out. So now I knew we were going to get a storm. Yeah. Could get up to a foot.
Shouldn't have pulled them.
A foot. Jeez Louise, guys. Just remember, make sure that snowblower starts before the snow starts going. Because if your snowblower don't go after the snow's started going, you ain't going to be doing any snow throwing. I just came up with that right now.
Yeah, I figured.
What? Okay, well, maybe we should just get on a list. I can't talk about March Madness because my bracket, both of our brackets are already busted.
Yeah.
I had Kentucky winning it all. You had Auburn beating Kentucky in the finals. They're both out already.
Just on one of my brackets. I have 3 brackets.
Yeah, she has more brackets. I only have 2 this year. My wife has more brackets than I do. I don't know what that says about.
I have 18 out of 63 in one of them so far, and 19 out of 63 in my other one. And then my third one is on paper. I don't know. I have to go look at that one.
Oh, that's the garbage one.
Yeah, that's the one I had Kentucky winning. This one I have UConn winning, so we'll see.
Okay. Well, people aren't here to hear our college basketball
That's true.
picks. So, should we start at 10? Are we going to go back and forth?
Sure.
And this would be the time, or if you have any honorable mentions to throw them in.
Oh, well, I have a whole page of
Not
ones
a
I.
whole page,
Well, I
like
have.
one or two.
So I listed all my favorites and then I picked 10.
Sure, well, that's what I did, but I'm not going to say all the ones I wrote down. It would take forever.
Honorable mentions.
Well, I'll start since she's
Okay,
thinking.
yeah, go for it.
Okay, so my honorable mentions, I actually have three, but one was Jersey Mike's. Have to do Jersey Mike's.
I forgot about them.
I'm kind of, not that I'm down on Jersey Mike's. It's just I ate Jersey Mike's so much for like the first couple years they were open that I'm hardly ever in the mood for a Jersey Mike's sandwich. If someone wants to go there, I'll go there. But I honestly can't say I've been to Jersey Mike's. I mean, it might seriously have been like a year. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a
But
while.
plus, I'm and the older I get, the lazier I get. They don't have a drive-through, so that keeps me from going there a lot after work.
Yeah,
I'm
you
like,
don't go anywhere where
eh,
you can't just go through a
because it's
drive-through.
busy. Jersey Mike's is busy at
Well,
lunchtime,
true.
and I'm gonna stay in that line. I'm tired. Another one is Beer and Fish Company. It's a good spot to go
Forgot about that one too.
if you want to impress people to show them like Fargo actually has a little bit of culture.
Okay.
This is in the cool alley. They have a halibut there that's really good. Cats are trying to get in
They're
the closet.
scratching
They're
at the door.
scratching. Well, leave it open then. It doesn't matter. Just crack it.
They're gonna come in.
So what? You might be joined by some stupid cats that are scratching.
That's
These
Goldie.
cats are so close to death, they don't even realize it. Yeah, hi Goldie. Goldie's first appearance on the podcast. And she's out. She just wanted to see what we're doing. And then my last honorable mention, sadly, rest in peace, Fish and Chicken Shack in North Fargo.
Oh,
I
yeah.
just learned today that I think it's closed for good.
Oh, no.
So I've been there a few times and it was good. They had really good catfish. Everything was like made to order. But it was a little pricey and it took a while because it was made to order. And it was in the worst location possible.
Yeah.
The only thing that can survive up there is the shack.
Yeah, nobody goes up
It was
there.
like renowned. Is it renown or renowned? I think it's renown. It has a lot of renown.
Renown.
Yeah, I always add a D on it. A lot of
Yeah.
renowned. It's a
I
lot of
think it's just
renown. It
renown.
is renown. But so those are my honorable mentions. Do you want to mention your mentions?
Sure. I would say so restaurants in Fargo I like but didn't make my top 10. Cowboy Jack's.
Okay, yeah.
Downtown, I like that place. And then Pizza Ranch because it's just consistent.
Yeah.
And you can get a variety of
I'm
things
not gonna
there.
argue honorable mentions.
My third one then would be Marge's Diner. They have like the biggest pancake I've ever seen, and it was really good.
Yeah, sneaky good brunch spot. Especially on the
Also
weekdays.
downtown.
Yeah, if you're downtown on a weekday, you go to Marge's Diner. They're never busy, like between like around 9 a.m. It's kind of kitschy.
They have good breakfast. They have tons of salt and pepper shakers and vintage like cake pans, bundt pans hanging on the wall, and it just looks like your grandma's kitchen.
When you order a coffee, they just say, "Okay, go get it," and they just have a coffee station with a
Bunch of
bunch of just random mugs, and you just pick
random
your
coffee
mug, and
mugs.
they
It's
have all
like they
sorts of
went
syrup.
garage sailing
Yeah, they went thrifting.
for their
It's
decor.
thrifting now, it's not garage
Oh,
sailing.
thrifting.
That's what the kids say when they're bussing.
When they're
They got a
bussing.
lot of riz in the thrift stores. I don't know if any of
Bruh.
that's correct. Bruh. Bruh. You're trying too hard, bruh. Anyway.
So not cool.
Keep that on the mute.
Anyway, okay.
So number 10.
Drum
I'll start.
roll. I don't have anything.
That's why she's not a drummer. Just...
Well, I have a water in one hand, so I only had one hand. Yeah, okay.
Anyway, that was my white slap skin. Which witch is number 10?
Oh.
And I will tell you, it is the only sandwich shop on my list.
Oh.
Is Witch Witch a surprise? I know.
I like Witch Witch.
No.
Coldy, get out of my water.
I appreciate Witch Witch because for their pop, they have this specialty Mountain Dew. It's like a lemonade. Oh, excuse me. It's like a lemonade Mountain Dew. And then they have cube ice, which is...
Oh, yeah, the little chip ice like the hospital.
Yeah, the cube ice is elite.
That's true. The little ice chips are
fun. It's like the Sonic ice. So I like that a lot. And the sandwiches are good. Now, it's expensive, so you only go on Wednesdays. And you just get the Wicked Wednesday for $6. You get a sandwich with all the meats.
But you can take off whichever ones you want. So you basically can get any sandwich. Cool day.
Well, that's probably what she was doing. There was probably a pencil. She wasn't scratching. She was trying to get the pencil through the door. But so they have the Wicked sandwich on Wednesdays is $6. And that's good. And then I just get two of those. So then it's the same price, but I have so much food, I'm stuffed. So I love Witch Witch for that reason. And if you order a large pop, they give you a cup that you can bring back to reuse. And it's cheaper. So they're also eco-friendly.
I guess. They're green.
They're green, yeah. Okay, what's your number 10?
My number 10 was Burger Time.
Okay, yeah.
That's my only, like, fast food place on here, I think. No. Well, kind of. That's my only fast food burger place. I don't know. I like Burger Time. They're, like, I don't know. Been there forever.
You know. You never have any reasons why you like it. I like it because it's been there a long time.
I like it.
And I just like it.
Their burgers are big and juicy and they have, I don't know, they're...
They're
never dry.
Really?
The buns are never dry. They're good. It's just a big burger.
It is a big burger. I will give you that.
And their fries are good. And they give you a big drink so you don't run out. Because it's just a drive-through, so you can't get a refill.
True. Well, so I wonder if you ate at the picnic tables outside, could you go get a refill?
I don't know. I've never tried. I've never eaten at those tables.
Mm. I have once, but you don't like the outdoors.
I don't like bugs or cold or sunburn.
Anything natural.
But I don't mind being outside.
I have nothing against Burger Time. I've never, like, the only thing is eating in a car. It's like, nah, I mean, sometimes it's cool, but not my Jeep.
Yeah, we don't go there now because we have the Jeep. But if I had to pick between, like, Burger King, McDonald's, like, if we were going to go get fast food burgers somewhere, I would pick Burger Time every time. Except for that we never go because they're nowhere close to us.
Yeah, locations are not.
It's too far away.
Advantageous. So, okay. It's good. Number 9 for me, and this, I hate that this is on my list, but it's true. Olive Garden.
You put Olive Garden?
And, why are you laughing? Number 9. It's low on the list. It's not...
It's not... funny because when anybody picks to go there for their birthday, you're always like, ugh, Olive Garden, it's so overrated.
No,
but then there's times where we're like, where should we go? And you're like, well, I don't know, breadsticks and soup sound good. And then you want to go there, and I'm always very confused.
Well, so yeah, Olive Garden, because of the soup, salad, breadsticks. Now, anything else you get there is going to be overpriced and just not worth it. And I do get, like, the cheese stuffed tortelloni that's covered in extra cheese and Alfredo.
Like,
then I get more cheese on it.
Probably like 2,800 calories.
Yeah, it's like $23 for this plate of pasta. And yeah, and then it's just oil and grease in your belly. And it's not good. But if you go and just get the endless soup, salad, breadsticks, the chicken gnocchi soup is one of the best soups.
That's true. It is good.
In the area. I love it. And the breadsticks are always good. Dip them in the soup. The salad makes it feel like you're slightly healthy. And I eat most of it, but it does have a lot of onions.
Even though it's probably not a healthy salad. It
And so
just
much
seems
oil
healthy
on it.
because it's salad, but I bet you it's really bad for you.
So, and if you may have noticed, there's a lot of sniffling, coughing, sneezing. We both. Oh, yeah. A lot of yawns. But this isn't a boring podcast. We're like,
We're having a good time.
We're having a good time.
We're having a good
We're having a good
time.
time.
We're just going to tell you guys, we're having a good time.
Dusty Sleigh coming to Fargo is it July 7th or June 7th? It's one of those
June,
two dates. I think it's June 7th.
June, I think.
Get your tickets. If you want to swap tickets with me, great.
I think he's almost sold out, isn't he?
I think so.
He's hilarious.
A hilarious, clean comedian.
But he always tells the crowd, we're having a good time.
We're having a good time. So we are. And Olive Garden, you're always having a good time. I do have a lot of fun at Olive Garden.
Because when you're here, they're your family.
Well, that's not a selling point.
It's on their commercial.
Yeah, but, you know, families don't always get along.
They do at Olive Garden.
Do they?
Yeah. According to their commercial.
Some of the waiters, the wait staff there has been very nice. And so I leave great reviews. One of my favorite things is using the Ziosk to pay and to leave reviews.
You leave quite the reviews.
So that's number nine for me.
Number nine for me was Wild Bill's.
We were just there tonight.
We were just there. They have the seasoned sour cream and waffle fries.
Yeah.
So anywhere that has waffle fries or seasoned sour cream is going to be like one of my favorite places. If you have waffle fries without seasoned sour cream, you're dead to me.
Jeez.
Who would eat waffle fries just plain?
You don't eat them plain, there's ketchup.
No, I don't put ketchup on fries.
Wow, you sound like me. Okay.
I don't. Ketchup is gross unless it's on a hamburger. That's the only thing ketchup should be on. Not on fries, not on a hot dog. Ugh. But the seasoned sour cream is amazing. So, I like, though, that. And they used to have my favorite dessert. We hardly ever get dessert at restaurants, but they used to have the deep fried cookie dough thing with ice cream. I don't think they have it anymore, but they did. And I like their Philly, and I like their pulled pork, and I like their burgers, and I like, what else? They have, I don't know.
She gets to build your own Philly. So your imagination can run wild with what you would put on this Philly.
You can choose things from all the different
your
categories.
Your cheeses, your meat, your sauces, all sorts of
your
stuff.
Your toppings.
And you're like, okay, what do you want on that Philly? I'll do a chicken Philly with Swiss cheese, and that's it.
They
always
chopping.
Look at it like, so nothing else on there? No sauces, no peppers? Nope. Just that. Just a dry sandwich.
It's not dry. It's good. It's really good. It's yummy.
So, okay, Wild Bill's, that's your number nine?
Yeah.
All right, number eight for me, the TB. Taco Bell.
I thought that would be higher.
I know. I knew you would.
Wow.
But it's fast food.
Okay.
I mean, Taco Bell is, for fast food, is elite. I love Taco Bell.
I wonder what the taco count is for you in your life.
In my
life?
Like,
how many tacos have you eaten at Taco Bell in your life?
I don't want to think about it a lot. Now, back in the day when I was growing up, it was Taco John's.
I wish we had a Taco John's.
R.I.P. Taco John's is where we usually went. We would always go Taco Tuesday. And back when we were kids, it was like 50 cent tacos.
Yeah, that's true.
It was awesome. But that's not even Taco Tuesday is like, they're $1.39 now. And
the six pack and a pound used to be like $9. And now it's like $15 bucks or more.
I don't know. But yeah, so no more Taco John's. So now, once I got to college, then Taco Bell started hitting hard.
It does. It hits you hard. It hits you hard.
Taco John's hit me hard. Bell's not as bad. Taco Bell, since we don't have gallbladders, greasy food does get to us rather quickly. Now, Taco John's would be like, oh man. But Taco Bell lets you at least finish the meal. And then the second you're done with the meal, it's like, okay, now I have to visit. I have a meeting in the restroom. But Taco John's was just like kicked down the door to your stomach. Like, we're going now.
Oh, man.
Straight to the sphincter. But, Taco Bell, man, And they just keep out bringing out new foods. They're one of the restaurants that are just on the cutting edge of food technology.
But they got rid of one of the best. They got rid of their shredded chicken.
Great.
They had that shredded chicken burrito. It was so good. The chicken was my favorite, and now they don't have
I
the
don't
chicken.
understand how anything you eat at Taco Bell is good. Okay, so podcast family, this is Lisa's typical Taco Bell order. And when I have to order it, I feel like a child.
He always says, like, yeah, she'll
Yeah,
have. Like,
she'll
whether
have.
I'm with him or not, he's like, she'll have.
I make sure they know it's not for me. The she'll have two soft shell tacos, only meat. And every time I say that, they say, so no cheese or lettuce or anything? Nope, just the beef. Just beef and a tortilla. And the one lady, though, she was like, is this for a child? She said that. She goes, is this for a child? I said, it might as well be.
She said that.
And then she'll order they have
Do you want that in a kid's meal?
they have fiesta potatoes. Now they're fiesta potatoes because they have sour cream and nacho cheese on them. So they're festive.
I just want the
It's like a party.
potatoes.
She orders it sans sour cream and cheese. So it's just dry potatoes.
Just potato squares.
Just potato
Or
squares.
whatever you'd call them. Like they're like the breakfast potatoes.
Right. So you shake it and the container will go. It just rattle. It just rattle.
Because
There's
it's full of potatoes. It's full of
right.
potatoey goodness.
Just
Not like a bunch
potatoes.
of mush on top. It's just potatoes and they're so good.
It's like
Well, they're seasoned.
she takes all the food and just removes all the flavor from it and says, now it's perfect.
That's not true.
Yeah.
They're
One of
seasoned.
your favorite dishes is noodles and tomato juice.
Okay, we're talking about restaurants here.
Right, and no restaurant would serve that garbage.
It's like tomato soup with pasta.
But it's not. Because you could just put pasta in tomato
That's
soup.
true, because I don't like tomato soup.
It's too flavorful.
Too sweet. It's too sweet. I just like tomato juice. I like the bitterness of the tomato juice. And the, yeah,
I feel
tomato soup is
like
too
I
sweet.
kind of glossed over Taco Bell, but Taco Bell is elite. The cheesy gordita crunch, awesome. The double decker tacos were good. They don't have them anymore.
I've never tried one.
No, because it has more than meat on it. So, but you can get so much food for so little money. So Taco Bell, number 8 for me.
Number 8 for me is B-dubs. B-dubs is like the best wings. There's wings other places, boneless wings, but they're just never the same. B-dubs wings are always good and crispy on the outside. The breading is like the perfect ratio to the chicken. Lots of different sauce choices. I always go with honey barbecue.
Lots of variety, but I only get the one.
Honey barbecue is my favorite because it's got just a tiny bit of like kick, not really heat, but like it's not
It's
like
got a kick.
it's got a little heat, like my lips burn sometimes
What?
after. Yeah, it's got heat
From
to it.
honey
It's not like
barbecue?
hot, but there is the honey barbecue. You
Ugh.
look at B-Dub's menu on the heat scale, it's not on the bottom. It's like
Well,
a
I know the
few
first sauce
sauces
is just
in.
water.
That's not
We have the
true.
water-based sauce, then we have the milk sauce, and then honey
That's not true.
barbecue.
There's a small amount of heat to it.
Okay. Right, well,
Whatever.
I'm just going to segue because my number seven.
But they don't have buffalo chips anymore.
That was a
And
big
that's
deal
why
for
they
you.
weren't higher on my list. Those were my favorite things in the world. And they took them away.
Well, number seven for me is Buffalo Wild
Well,
Wings.
there we go.
So we'll just segue right into that. Yeah, I like. Now, I would not say they're the best. Now, we're not true wing aficionados because we don't usually get bone-in
Well,
wings.
that's true. I like bone-in wings,
Yeah.
but they're too much work to eat.
And my hands get
Yeah,
dirty.
they're too messy, and I don't get as much meat off of them as I do a boneless.
Right, and Lisa likes
I
a
feel
lot of
like it's
meat.
kind of a w I feel like it's kind of a waste. Like I waste too much of it. I don't clean it down to the bone like most people do, and so then I feel like I'm wasting, so I don't get them.
So we do boneless. Now, B-Dub's wings are normally pretty good. I won't say they're the best boneless wings in town. I think actually that goes to Cowboy Jacks, actually. They're like a double crisp.
That's true.
I think they like fry them twice. I don't know. They're really good.
We've had them a couple times there, and they were good both times.
The wings we had at Wild Bill's tonight were good.
That's true, too. They were
good. So I think people are stepping up their wing game. Except pizza places. Don't get wings from pizza places.
Yeah, they're never good.
I feel like Deke's were all right, but I can't remember. But
go ahead, Goldie.
Like Domino's Pizza, they're all getting in this wing game, and no thanks.
Just stick with pizza.
So Buffalo Wild Wings, yeah, good. Wings are always good. I spent every Tuesday in college for a couple years. We'd have a guys' night at Buffalo Wild Wings. We go play trivia and eat wings. You get 10 medium bonus and 10 Parmesan garlic. And no girl That's wants to right. kiss you.
That was one of the nights I hacked into your Facebook and changed your profile. When you were at beat-ups with the guys. Because I knew you'd be busy. And I changed it to the Celine Dion fan club.
Oh, really?
Do you remember that?
No.
Amy and I did that. You were mad.
I was mad, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
We changed your name, and you were the Celine Dion fan club, and then we changed in the description, like, all your favorite things, like, to all of her songs. That was a long time ago.
That was.
But I figured out your password.
That was probably almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It must not have been that great of a prank.
I guess not, because you don't remember it.
All right, what's your number seven?
My number seven was Who Hot.
Okay.
I like Who Hot.
We were just there for Julie's birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Through this podcast, people are going to realize we eat out a lot. They're like, we were just there. Oh, yeah, we were just there, too.
We don't eat out, like, I mean, we only ate out. The only time we went out to a restaurant this week was tonight for date night.
Yeah, we ordered pizza one night.
Cooked at home every other night.
Yeah. What about the week before?
I don't remember.
We ate out a ton because it was...
We did?
Well, we had Noah's birthday. Then we had Lauren Brandon's on Sunday. But we had like 3 or 4 different dinners with Julia for her birthday.
Oh, we took her out of school
Thursday on her birthday. Yeah. Took her to lunch, went to Applebee's. And then that night we went to Olive Garden.
That was a bad day.
And then we went to Who Hot that week when the parents are here. And where else did we go? We went to another restaurant, didn't we?
Probably with your parents.
Yeah, where'd we go for a brunch? I don't know. So yeah, we quite a bit. We backed off.
Oh, we went somewhere that's on my list. So we'll talk about
Who Hot. What do you like about Who Hot?
I just like that type of food.
Yeah, she likes it so much. She, in her phone, she has her sauce list. Because at Who Hot, if you haven't been to Who Hot, you grab a bowl, load up proteins. They have chicken, beef, like sausage, all sorts of stuff. And then you put noodles on top, and then you can put all your veggies, or as Lisa would call it, the skip aisle. she just goes straight to the sauces.
I do mostly chicken. Like, it's just a bowl full chicken of chicken.
And noodles, and
then
it.
Some noodles, and then the sauces.
You don't do any vegetables?
No.
Okay. I mean, people say I'm picky. But here's my Who Hot. I'll usually do a little bit of beef, some chicken, and then some sausage. You just do some andouille sausage in there. Noodles. Broccoli's a must. You gotta have broccoli. I like the fake corn cobs, like the mini corn cobs. I'll throw a few of those in there. Do corn.
Why do you say fake? Like, what are they actually
made
of?
They're not real. It's not corn.
What
it's
is
like,
it?
It's not, I don't know what it's called, but it's not, not actual it corn. I don't know. I don't know.
I always thought it was like just a different species of like corn.
I don't know,
like a dwarf's corn.
It's a Lisa corn.
Well, now I gotta look it up. What is it? Isn't I never like ate corn, it, so I didn't really care what it was.
But... Cornicon or something. There's something that's spelled like a CORNICHON. I've never known how to say them. Don't say it. Mini corn.
Mini corn.
It shouldn't give you mini corn dogs.
It did. I gotta add more to my search.
Mini corn cobs.
In Chinese food.
In Chinese food?
That's what came up on the search. Who Hot's
Mongolian?
It says, where does baby corn come from? Baby corn. Um,
We're learning so much.
They look exactly like diminutive cobs of corn, except
Right.
they're soft with kernels that don't detach from the cob.
Right. So what are they? Is it corn?
In fact, it's precisely what it sounds like, an immature ear of corn,
Oh.
picked before its prime.
Oh.
Baby corn is mildly sweet and has a satisfying snap to it. The little guy is usually only a few inches long, are commonly used in Asian cuisine, including stir fries, curries, and noodle dishes.
Oh, so it is corn.
So it is corn.
It's just like a.
Well, I was like, what is it? What
it's
else
a
would it be? Like
teenage corn. So yeah, it's like
here's
lamb.
what it looks like in its husks.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there we go. So I'll add those. I do some. What else do I do in there? I do something else. Some celery. Even though it's worthless, but
you
I'll
put
do
celery
that.
In there.
Yeah. Oh, carrots. The shaved carrots. Gotta do those.
Oh yeah.
So I put some veggies in there, but yeah, you have your sauce list. Like how many scoops of, because they have like, I don't know how many, 20 different sauces. And then so she has her, and they have ladles in each one. And it's how many ladles of each sauce you want to try to mix it, like teriyaki or garlic oil or sweet and sour or peanut oil or peanut, not peanut oil, peanut sauce. Peanut oil would be horrible.
Peanut, yeah.
I'm just going to put some vegetable oil right on here.
So the perfect mix for me. Because I don't like anything too spicy.
Right.
Because they have really hot ones, but I don't
do
the hot ones.
And they'll burn your face off.
I do 4 teriyaki, 2 soy, 1 ladle of sesame, 1 ladle of lemon juice, 1 ladle of garlic broth.
There you go. That's the perfect sauce if you don't like
That's my favorite.
Any flavor.
And I had to try it a few times to like, That was a list in progress over multiple times going to Hula Hoop over the last few years. And finally I was like, okay, I finally figured out what my mix is.
And that only made number 7 on her list. Just think about what.
All the work I put into it.
All the work she
it.
Puts in the top 6. Speaking of 6, moving on. My 6th is Culver's.
Oh, I didn't even think of Culver's.
Yeah, Culver's. Now, their burgers are underrated. Like.
Their burgers
People,
are good.
You know, we were in Phoenix
That's
in
true.
February and In-N-Out. Everybody's In-N-Out, In-N-Out. Now, yeah. In-N-Out burgers are good. They're good. Fries are just hot garbage.
Yeah, I don't like their fries.
They are worthless. They're cardboard immediately.
Yeah. That's true.
Shakes are all right.
They're okay. They're very frothy. Yeah. They're very airy.
I like them because you can suck them good. They're easy to suck.
No, they're just like, they're foamy. They're very foamy.
Oh, I don't mind them. Anyway,
I mean, they're fine.
So,
but...
In-N-Out's not on this list. They're not in Fargo Moorhead yet, or probably ever. But Culver's burgers are really good. I would probably put them a little bit above In-N-Out. I think they're more expensive than In-N-Out.
Yeah, I would put Culver's above In-N-Out.
Fries are crinkle fries, which normally I don't like. Their crinkle fries are all right. They're better than In-N-Out's fries. And then Culver's has root beer. Like, their root beer is good.
Their own root beer, yeah. That's true.
And then their concrete mixers are elite. So, Culver's is just a good place. It's a good... And they had the Curder Burger in October, where it was this cheeseburger. But instead of cheese curds on it, it was just one giant, like, cheese curd patty.
Gross.
It was real good.
That's disgusting.
Real cheesy.
Ugh.
And I had to go to the bathroom afterwards. A lot of grease.
I'm sure. I'm sure the guys at work did not appreciate you the next day.
Well, no,
that.
It works out of the system fast. It's if I do nighttime activities with food. That sounds worse. When I eat for supper, what I eat for supper affects how I smell in the morning.
Mm. Okay, what are we on, 6?
6.
My number 6 was Texas Roadhouse.
Okay.
Not for their steaks. Everybody goes Obviously. There for their steaks. Their steaks are...
Mid.
They're not great. I mean, we don't really have a place in Fargo that has, like, really good steaks. Longhorn is hit or miss. We don't have a good, like, steakhouse. Like, the Twin Cities has good steakhouses.
I've heard.
But...
That 84 Italian Steakhouse.
Oh, that's true. We haven't been there.
In Madison, I think. That's where it is. It's supposed to be good.
Okay, we haven't tried that place. But I like their chicken... They have like a lemon something crusted
like a
chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah, an herb
crusted.
Herb crusted chicken.
It's herb crusted.
So I like that. I like their buns.
But here's the thing. She likes the buns, but she doesn't use the honey butter.
No, but I like the buns. They're warm and They have a little sweetness to them. They
They
have honey
do.
in their dough.
Yeah, they do.
I don't use the honey butter, not because it's honey butter. I don't butter my buns ever. I don't butter bread. I don't like butter unless it's melted.
She's gonna butter your
So
bread.
if they're hot enough that I could put the butter on and it would melt, then I would use it. But I don't like butter that's not melted. It's a weird mouth feel.
Quite.
So no, I don't butter my buns.
I can't say much about Texas Roadhouse because for Christmas I got a Texas Roadhouse gift card. So there are people that assume I like Texas Roadhouse. I don't dislike Texas Roadhouse. It'll never make a top 10 list for mine. I just, everything I've had there is all right. And I dislike the seating. Like it's hard to bring groups over four
That's true.
into Texas Roadhouse, and it's super noisy. And no one does peanuts anymore. I wish.
Oh, yeah, they used to
Thanks,
do the
COVID.
peanuts.
Yeah, I used to do peanuts. Wow, Bill's did peanuts. I loved it.
Yeah.
Now, nothing. So, Texas Roadhouse is all right in my book, but in your book, it's number
It's
six.
number six.
So, what's number five in my book? I gotta look. Okay, number five for me is it's a. They're owned by the same people, so I just lumped them together. Southtown Poorhouse and Midtown Grill.
I was just gonna say, we've only had one in common so far, but now we
So,
had.
well, you just ruined your list. You don't mention
Oh.
it yet. Is yours 5-2?
No. Well,
Well.
so we just talk about it twice, like in separate occasions?
Well, I mean, we can talk
Oh.
about it now. We'll talk about it all, then when it comes to that, then you can just say where they're at in your
Okay.
list. Oh, excuse me. I had a Pepsi, so I'm a little gassy. I just burped. Say hoard.
I had a water, but I'm out. I wish this ice would
Yeah.
melt so I could have water.
So, Southtown is always busy. It's impossible to get in that place.
They're always swamped.
Swamped like crazy. But the food's good. I love the pickles, beer, egg rolls are amazing.
They have a lot of things that I
A lot of
like.
good
I always have a
things.
hard time
And then
deciding
the
what to
Duane's
get there.
Pizza is still there.
I love the Duane's pizza. I love their pasta. I love their sandwiches.
Yeah.
What else have we gotten there? Have we gotten their
Burgers are all
wings?
right. I haven't gotten
Do
their
they have
wings.
wings? I don't even know if they have wings.
I'm sure they have wings.
I don't, yeah.
But Midtown is over in Moorhead. It's the old Duane's location. They have a pizza robot that the kids go wild for.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, it's like a Lazy Susan on wheels. Like a tall Lazy Susan, and the head is a kitty cat.
Got like little pointy ears
Yeah.
and the face,
The
it's like
face is the screen.
a screen and the face, and then the cat like winks or
Yeah.
blinks at you and
So when that robot comes to our table, Luke loses his mind. Anytime the robot moves to any table, if it doesn't stop at our table, he gets very sad.
but he loves watching that thing.
Loves
I
watching
think
the
her name is
robot.
Bella. We found
Bella,
out at the
yep.
last time when we were there. The waitress said, "I'll send Bella over."
Yeah. So
Except for the last time we were there, we think they had moved some
the
tables.
calibration was off.
Yeah, because it like ran into our table and kept trying to move forward, and it was just
I thought Bella
ramming our table.
had become self-aware and was revolting against the creators.
Was just
And she
slamming into the
was
table.
slamming in hard. I mean, that table was moving.
I thought our pizza was gonna fall off.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
So that's number, and we were just there for Julia's birthday. That's the place we went.
Oh,
We're
that's where we
at
went. Yeah. We went with your parents and
Midtown
your
Grill.
sister. Yeah. So we go there for the pizza robot. We
Yep.
drive all the way over to almost
It's a
Dilworth
20-minute
just for that.
drive. It's like me driving to work. It's right by my work, so it's all the way across town. But it's worth it.
Okay, was that number five?
Yep.
So my number five was Wurst Beer Hall.
Oh.
I like their Spätzle mac and cheese and all the different bratwurst options. And they have the best Nephilim soup in town.
They do, yes.
It's so good. And Krull's is not even Nephilim soup. They shouldn't even call that Nephilim
This is
soup.
dirty dish water
It's
with lumps of
disgusting.
potatoes in
Everybody
it.
says it's like the best Nephilim soup. It's not even Nephilim soup. But if you want good Nephilim soup, you go to Wurst. They have really good
You
Nephilim
go to
soup.
Wurst Beer Hall, get the Nephilim soup. It's fake German food.
It's so good because it's like a creamy, almost like a potato soup broth with dumplings. And they have potato chunks in theirs. Not everybody does, but They have some potatoes in theirs. And it's so good.
Oh, hello.
And they have good pretzels, soft pretzels.
You made this German soup called Nefla. Where do you live? Russia? That would make you a Russian, sir. This is a Russian soup, not German.
Okay, whatever.
Oh, yes. It's me, the Russian. I mean, German. I can't do that.
Okay.
It's too late for accents.
First, it sounded like you're going into Tony Danza, and I was trying to figure out how Tony Danza fit in with the German
It's
Russian.
me, Tony Danza. I'm a German Russian guy. Eat the Nefla.
Okay.
Okay,
Number four.
number four. My number four is the first and only Mexican
Ooh, I didn't have any
option,
Mexican on mine.
Puerto
Oh, that
Vallarta.
was one of my honorable mentions that I
Number
didn't mention.
four.
I do like that
That
place.
opened about half a year ago. We've been there quite a number of times. Luke.
We haven't been there now, though, in like a few
No,
months,
we've
but.
yeah we hit some place hard. We hit new places hard early, and then we tire of it. So then we leave it for a while. Then we rediscover it years later. But Luke nailed his head on the like a waiting area, like a metal corner of a bench, and got this huge, just
Just a big
like
goose
when a
egg.
cartoon character gets a frying pan in the face and the knot rises up. That's what happened to his head in real life.
Yeah.
I picked him up, I scooped him up after he fell, and I'm looking at him. All of a sudden, I watched his forehead like go brrr, and like whoops, and I handed him to Lisa. Here you go. And then you saw him, was like, oh, and we were there with your parents, and you went, here you go, and handed him off to your mom. And then so the restaurant came and got us a thing of ice, and they didn't want us to sue them, so.
I was like, he tripped and fell.
Yeah, like
Like,
it's
that's not
fine.
your
He'll be fine. And
fault.
then they gave all the kids free margaritas, not non-alcoholic margaritas. They were
Yeah.
just slushies, but we
Slushies.
had Noah
For
with
all the
because your
kids.
sister and I were on the
They were
cruise.
out of town somewhere.
They're on vacation, and so Noah was with your parents, and then so
And Julia got
Noah
one
got a
too.
free
They
slushie
all got
too.
slushies.
We're like, we just won't tell Lauren Brandon that Noah's just drinking pure sugar. That's my role as uncle is whenever Noah's around, I make sure that he eats horribly because his parents like to
You like to give him
make sure
candy.
that he doesn't eat unhealthy foods, which, that's a good thing. But it's my job to make sure that he's introduced to all these unhealthy foods because the world needs more
Okay.
diabetics. I'm sure someday I'll join their ranks.
Oh, man.
And if I lose a couple feet, I'll just be normal height then.
Okay.
So number four.
Oh, they have really good
Oh,
queso.
yeah, and I mentioned these restaurants. I don't talk about them at all, about like what the food is. So I get what is it called?
Chicken
Something pollo. Pollo's a
pollo.
chicken.
Yeah, pollo.
Like chorizo pollo or something like that.
Too bad Kate's not here.
Yeah, chori pollo or something like that. And what it is, it's
Israel would be laughing at you right now if
yeah,
he was.
laugh away, Israel. But it's chorizo, queso, and chicken, like
Over rice, right?
oh no. Well, I don't
Isn't
think there's
it?
any rice. There's rice as a side, rice
Oh, it
and
was rice on the
beans,
side, and then
and then
flour
warm
tortillas.
tortillas. And it's just delicious. It's the
It's like
best.
drowning in queso.
Yep. So it's good.
And when you get queso, they serve it with both chips and warm flour tortillas
That's true.
to
The
dip.
queso's good. It's a little runny. You have to let it cool a little bit for it to
Yeah.
solidify a little bit. I did get the molcajete the one
Was that the
time.
thing with all the meats in the
Yeah, it was in this
bowl?
giant lava rock.
Yeah.
And the meats were awesome, but I didn't realize it came with like every vegetable known to man in this stew. So I had to do a lot of picking around, but it was very
Oh, now I
flavorful.
wouldn't eat their
I
vegetables.
ate some
Oh,
vegetables.
you're making fun of me.
Yeah, if I eat one vegetable, that's one more than you have eaten in the last 10 years. So number four, Puerto Vallarta, go there. It's in the strip mall by Hornbacher's Osgood.
Yeah. My number four is the tavern.
Okay.
I love the tavern because, again, waffle fries with seasoned sour cream.
Yeah, that's a trend.
And I like, and they have the build your own burger.
Yeah.
They have pizza. Their pizza is good. And what else was I gonna say about tavern?
French dip. There you
Oh,
go.
I like the French dip.
And the mints afterwards.
Oh, yeah, and they have mints in a bowl when you leave. Actually, not a bowl, like a big block of them. And you can grab mints on your way out. I like the tavern. I don't know what else to say about that.
She
Oh,
likes.
if you go to the tavern at least a couple times a year, you should join their
The
club.
club, the tavern club.
Because it's like, is it 20%?
I think so. Up
20%
to ten
off
bucks.
your bill every time you go.
Yeah.
And then like something on your birthday and
Was it like
whatever.
25 bucks right away to
I
join?
think you had to pay like $20 to join or
Thirty
$25 to
bucks.
join or something.
But
But
then you
like
don't pay
it
anything
paid
else.
for it
Yeah.
in the first couple times we went there, and
Right.
now we just get 20% off every
Yeah.
time we're there, and it was worth it.
It's
So
good. All right, so number four. Number three for me, Diener's Diner.
oh.
Yeah, a little curveball here. I like Diener's Diner. Their staff's friendly,
Yeah.
and they always compliment our kids on how good they're behaving and how awesome, like cute they look. And the
You
food,
like Diner's Diner because they like our kids.
yeah, they like our kids. It makes me feel like a good parent. Like you're so well behaved. But I like their food. The open-faced sandwiches are good. Their breakfasts are good. Just good classic diner food.
Yeah. My number three was Spitfire.
Okay.
I like Spitfire.
That's her. Number three, Spitfire. I like it. Well, I mean, it is your favorite, so I'll add on because my number two is Spitfire.
Well, there we go.
So my number two is Spitfire. I'll save us some time as we're creeping up on an hour.
Oh, okay.
We're at 51. We're good.
I like their chicken Alfredo actually better than Olive Garden because it reheats without separating. If you reheat your leftovers, it doesn't get all buttery and separate in the microwave. And they use rotisserie chicken that they pull off
Yeah, they have good
as their
rotisserie
chicken. It's
chicken.
not like dry chicken breast. It's really good rotisserie chicken. And they used to do like bread at your table
Yeah.
before, and now they still do it, but you have to ask for it.
Yeah, we
So
always
we
forget
thought
to
they like quit
ask.
doing it, but they do. They just don't offer it. You have to ask. So if you go there, ask for bread.
And if you just want to
Because it's
enjoy a
warm.
lot of meat,
Oh,
what do
yeah.
I get? It's called the Pit Boss Platter.
Yeah, it's
Yeah, it used to be
insane.
20 bucks. Now I think it's like 22, 24 bucks. But it's supposed to be an appetizer
For the table.
for the table. It comes with three bones of ribs, andouille sausage, like a whole andouille sausage cut up, some beef brisket, and then chicken wings. And they're like the like whole wing chicken wings, and they're really good.
Yeah, wasn't there something else? Oh, maybe that
No,
was
it comes
it.
with like onion strings. I always tell them to leave that stuff off to the side. I just want the meats.
Yeah. No onions for you.
No onions. Don't do onions. No, unless it's an onion ring or Funyuns. Like onion in ring form.
So weird.
Yeah, I don't know. You need them in that. It has onion rings.
Okay, that was your number two.
Yep.
So my number two was Midtown Tavern Poorhouse.
Okay, there we go.
So we haven't had very many in common. This kind of surprises
We've
me,
had
actually.
Southtown, B-Dubs, and Spitfire. So three out of 10.
That's it. That's crazy.
Well, we're about to have 4 out of 10 because my number one is Worst Beer Hall.
Oh, that's your
So
number one, huh?
it's my number one. I love, and it's not that there's a lot of variety to what I order there. I just get the Spätzle mac and cheese every time, but I like that you can pick different sausages.
Yeah.
Now, Lisa said there's a lot of different sausage varieties, but when it comes down to her ordering, it's either going to be a bratwurst or a German sausage. She either or
Got
the,
the Polish one
oh yeah, the
one
po
time.
so they're all the same. It's like they all taste just a little bit different,
But
but
they
like,
have like elk and
yeah,
rabbit
they have
and
elk and rattlesnake and
yeah.
boar
Yeah.
and buffalo, and so I like the variety. But the Spätzle mac and cheese is always good. Best in Eflin Town, as we said before. I like the West Fargo location better than the downtown location. The seating, well, I guess seating is similar, but I like it better. Plus, it's closer to our house. That's why I like
Parking
it
is
better.
easier.
One of the last times we went to the downtown one, Luke almost died.
He didn't almost die. His car seat fell off the bench.
With him in it.
He was buckled in.
I don't think he was he?
Yeah. He was.
But didn't he like still hit his head on the floor?
On the table leg.
Oh, yeah, even worse.
On the table leg.
On the metal table leg, he cranked his head. He's young enough to be in a car seat.
The bench tipped, and then...
And we wonder why he can't talk.
He was fine.
Was he? Was he?
He was. Well, he didn't fall all the way. We caught it.
Yeah.
We caught it midair.
Did I catch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I caught it.
But his head bumped the table.
It was one of those where the stools, you can move the bench. It's just a big, long bench. And so did you get up for something?
I don't remember what happened. Must have.
You got up or adjusted or something. And then it tipped. And the car seat went off, and I caught him before he hit the ground. The car seat hit the ground.
It didn't hit the ground.
But then his head hit the table leg.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, he's fine. I mean, we'll just have to hold him back a couple years.
He is fine. We felt horrible.
That was my number one worst beer haul. What's your number one? Well, I just okay. What's this? This is like the worst. No buildup.
My number one is Grand Junction.
Of course it is, yeah.
Grand Junction has always been there for me.
Yes. Yeah.
I wonder if I've eaten at Grand Junction more than you've eaten at Taco Bell. It's possible. Because in college, we used to go there for lunch, and then we'd, like, study and work on homework, and then just go up and get supper. Because we were there so long. So we'd eat both meals there. That used to happen on occasion.
Wow.
Yeah. That was like the place in college, and it just never ended.
I know Lisa will get mad at me because sometimes I like to enjoy lunch with friends. And one friend in particular, Ryan Grinnellan, he always says, well, we'll say, hey, we should get lunch. And then he always picks Grand Junction. And so I can't say no to Ryan. So I say, sure. So I go to Grand Junction, but then I don't want to eat at Grand Junction at least for.
But then, like a week later, I'm like, we should go to Grand Junction. And Mike's like, I just did Grand Junction.
Yeah, it's just there.
I'm like, ah!
Yeah. Now, if you've listened to this podcast at all, you'll remember their sandwiches are good, but their fries are awful.
Their fries are the best. That's one of the reasons I like it there.
They are one of the worst fries in
no,
the area.
No, they have the best fries.
No.
Yes. That's like, they got voted best fries in the Fargo Moorhead.
You know what Fargo Moorhead's full of? Liberals.
Okay.
Liberal agenda.
They have amazing fries.
They're,
and their sandwiches are good
the
too.
They're the Joe Biden of fries. They have no idea where they're going. They don't know what they're supposed to be. They don't know what they're supposed to be doing.
Okay. Whatever.
I made a list now. This podcast getting flagged. Except it won't because no one listens to it. So, like some random podcast just slammed you, President Biden. Like, what? How many listeners I got? Three. All right, we're fine.
No. Grand Junction is like, it's one of the best places ever. And if you've never been, you should try it.
You're going to find me next week. I'm going to be hanging in a closet. This I committed suicide, and you'll see Hillary Clinton was all of a sudden in Fargo.
She might be involved in more things than we realize. But
we're not getting that. That's not this type,
that's
type
for
of
another,
podcast.
Yeah. We won't go there.
No. This is not a political podcast.
No.
Now we're going to talk about end of the world prophecy.
I think we're out of time.
What are we at?
I don't know. They're tired
says,
of listening.
Heads up. Oh, you can only record for an hour. We're at 59 minutes, so.
Oh, all right. Time to end this.
All right, time to end the podcast. They're telling us you only get an hour.
Saved by the timer.
Yeah, so you guys are saved. But thanks for joining us for our top 10 restaurants in Fargo-Moorhead. Feel free, if you see us on the streets, to tell me why I'm right and tell Lisa why she's wrong.
Yeah, okay.
So have a wonderful night, and we'll catch you on the flip side. Don't forget, Tommy the Turtles and Botano. Check him out.